Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, August 20th edition. 8-game slate on tap for you tonight. Hope everybody had a good Wednesday, and hopefully you avoided the Nats-Braves game, because that one was a doozy. We were all in on that one here yesterday in the Rotoballer article I wrote in the free fantasy DGens Slack chat. And then when the last report came out about 10 minutes before lock, in the Slack chat, we pulled the pin. So we were glad we got away with that one. Usually we play pretty risky, so that one worked out well. Hopefully had a good night. Cash games have been just crushing lately, so that's been great. GPPs have been doing well also. So it's been a fun go at it. We have an 8-game slate on tap for you tonight, and it's a pretty straightforward slate in my mind, unless you want to get really cute. But we got a couple ace pitchers. I'm just going to take the chalk probably there and then get with the bats and get weird a little bit. So that's the approach I'll be taking tonight. We'll have to watch the weather and the smoke in California. There's two more California games. It's the weather's supposed to be a little cooler today, so they might be able to work on the fire some more, hopefully, but it's been so smoky. They haven't been able to get in there too much, and they just keep growing and growing and growing. So they played last night in the Bay Area. They should be okay as the wind's been moving everything south, so into my neck of the woods. So we'll see how that keeps going. But your totals on tonight's slate, we have the wonderful Indians at Pirates, total 7.5. Dodgers, Mariners, 8.5. Brewers, Twins, 8.5. Rangers, Padres, 8. Reds, Cardinals, 8. D-backs, A's, 9. And obviously that means we're missing two games, and that would be the wonderful Boston Red Sox, Baltimore Orioles, which should be through the roof. We will be playing a lot of that game, and that involves Wojciechowski and Nate Eovaldi. And then we're also missing the Gigantes and the Angels, which involves Kevin Gausman, and it looked like they made a pitching change last night. Now it's Jose Suarez going for the Angels. We'll have to keep an eye on that one, as that has changed since last night's slate, basically. So keep an eye on all that good stuff, but let's get cracking. We'll keep this short and simple. 8 games here, you're pitching, and somehow on FanDuel, 12,000, so they make you at least have to think about it. On DraftKings, Shane Bieber's only $10,600. If you're playing cash and you're not playing Shane Bieber, don't play cash. Like, literally, do not play cash. He's too cheap. I don't care if he doesn't get it done tonight. He's just the most consistent thing on the face of the planet. 1.3 ERA. He has like a 1.88 xFIP. He's legit right now. And it takes a lot from Bench with Bubba listeners. I've grown to appreciate Shane Bieber over the time. So there's a lot to say with that. He's striking out the world. He's averaging over 35 DK points per game. He's just nonstop good. He throws at least 6 innings in every game, 7 or more in 3 or 4 games. He has 3 games with no earned runs, and then a 2 and a 3. In those games, we gave up runs. He gave up the long ball, but he has at least 8 or more strikeouts in every game. And those strikeouts are clutch when getting you the DK points. How he's only 10-6 in Pittsburgh is mind-boggling to me. We saw Savali deal last night. We know Carrasco had a little trouble before. But for regular listeners of the show, I'm just going to repeat it to you yet again on how bad Pittsburgh is versus right-handed pitching. It just blows my mind. 24.4% K rate, 192 average, 109 ISO. These numbers went down after facing Savali last night. So it's just – and now you get Shane Bieber, likely the best pitcher in baseball, the AL Cy Young frontrunner. So 10-6, Bieber, don't overthink it. Just don't overthink it. A Kershaw at 10-2 is a nice play tonight in Seattle. I won't be going there. I'd rather pay up for Bieber, or I'll pay down for Sonny Gray, $9,500. At the St. Louis Cardinals, Gray has been outstanding this year. 4 of his 5 starts, he's got at least 28 points. 3 of his 5, at least 30 DraftKings points. He's got at least 6 innings and 4 of 5 starts, 7 or more Ks in every start. I know I mentioned it time and time again, man, but if you're striking people out, you are way up on my to-do list when it comes to fantasy baseball on DraftKings, because that just negates any little issue you have. Like, even Garrett Cole gave two solo shots last night, struck out plenty, got you close to like 25 plus DK points, maybe even more. I can't remember. I stopped paying attention after a while, but he was still very, very productive. So in cash games, very, very worth it. In GPPs, there's probably better angles to go to differentiate. But we said in cash, you just play this because it's the floor you're looking for. That's where Bieber comes into play. That's where Sonny Gray comes into play against the St. Louis team that's going to start running out of steam eventually. Like, they played, I think, what, five games against the Cubs here recently. Now they're flying to St. Louis. It's going to be a long run. We said when it started, 52 games, I think, in 40 days, give or take. They're going to be tired, and I know they have a smaller sample size because they missed about a week of baseball, but on the season, striking out 25.1% of the time versus right-handed pitching with a 234 batting average and a 146 ISO, 308 WOBA. They're average to below average in pretty much all categories versus right-handed pitching. Now you get Sonny Gray away from Great American Small Park, which he actually pitches better in than on the road, but a great matchup here. Good win equity against this Cardinals team as Wainwright's on the bump for the Cards tonight. When you look at the team totals even on this game, you could really get a sense of where this stands. Like, the Pirates team total was the Pirates team total is 1.5 against Bieber, 1.5. That's crazy. And when it comes to the Reds game, the Cardinals is 2.5. So you got a couple really nice low totals in this matchup. So yeah, give me some Sonny Gray at 95. I think it's a phenomenal spot on this slate. If you want to drop down a little more, Jose Berrios, no thank you. If you want to stack Milwaukee and be sneaky, their offense is struggling, but they opened up yesterday and Berrios has been bad. But Denelson Lamed at $8,500. People are waiting for the other shoe to drop on this one, and I get it. I wasn't a big Lamed fan. He's only got really 2.5 pitches is what I'll call it, but he's getting it done. He's got like 18 or more points in 4 or 5 starts. He's got 25 or more in 3 or 5. He's thrown back-to-back games over 6 innings. 7 or more Ks in 4 of 5 starts. So he's getting everything done. He's checking all the boxes. And now he goes up against the Texas Rangers, a team striking out 21% of the time versus righties, the 211 average and a 126 ISO and only a 285 WOBA. Like, they're really, really not getting it done versus right-handed pitching. So I know Odor took Paddock deep yesterday and then Gallo got one off the bullpen late. But Paddock pitched really well. I talked about it yesterday. I wasn't in love with Paddock. I could see it in a GPP. He paid off. I like Lamed. I like his strikeout upside. I like his ability to keep the ball on the ground. He's got like I wrote it up this morning. The free article, Thursday's DraftKings picks, is over at Rotoball. I wrote that up this morning. It's already out before this podcast even becomes available. And I wrote up Lamed on there and discussed his K rate's like over 36% or something, and his strike ground ball rate's 20-something percent. So he's getting almost 50 to 60% of his production either via strikeout or ground ball, which I know it still leaves a lot of fly balls, but it's very, very strong and leads to a lot of positive outcomes for Mr. Denelson Lamed. So get on your Lamed at 85. Don't hate that at all. I think he's even cash game viable, but if you feel it's too risky, fine. But I think it's very, very cash game viable. When we're looking to punt tonight, we're dropping all the way down to Kevin Gausman, $6,500 at home against the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Gausman's been outstanding. He's really been good all season from a $6,500 production. In his last 4 appearances, 16 or more points in all 4 starts. You'll take that right now at $6,500. Like, sign me up. In his last 2 starts against Oakland and at the Dodgers, 22 or more points. He's gone at least 5 innings in 3 straight starts, which is big. He's given up 3 earned runs or less in every outing this year. And he's got 6 or more Ks in 4 straight starts. He's pitching great. His swinging strike rate is close to 15% on the year. His strikeout rate's over 24% on the season. He's been electric, an absolute electric factory. And this Angels team is kind of a bugaboo, striking out almost 22% of the time versus righties, hitting 244. A 212 ISO is not bad. 335 WOBA is not bad. But there's a lot of holes out there. If you watched them yesterday against Cueto and company, they weren't as locked in as you would hope they'd be. So at $6,500, I think Gausman's very, very viable in this one as a punt play. No problem with that at all. I said we're stacking Baltimore and Boston, and I'm going to stand by that. But if you want to differentiate tonight, I will say Nate Eovaldi at $5,900 is interesting. He's going to give up a ton of runs, but he's also going to strike guys out. That's the deal with him, unless he gets pulled early. If he at least gets to go his 5 innings or more, he's gone 5 or more in every start this year, and he's got 4 more Ks in 4 of those 5, 6 or more in 2 at least. He's got you about 20 or more DraftKings points in 2 starts. That's why he's a GPP play. It's all or nothing with Eovaldi. Before he got blown up against the Yankees, it was 3 earned, 4 earned, 2 earned, 1 earned. So he's going to make you, you know, you're going to take your antacid medicine if you're playing Eovaldi. It's very, very stressful. But as much as we love Baltimore, you know, 22% K rate versus righties, 258 average, 183 ISO, 327 WOBA. We prefer them versus left-handed pitching, but we love them against Eovaldi because he loves giving up the long ball. So keep that in mind. Eovaldi is an option. I prefer Gausman. So these are probably chalky arms tonight. I'm really not going to get cute. Like, you could go Woodruff versus Minnesota if you want to get cute. Sure, you could do that. Kershaw's going to be lower owned than usual, so you could go to Kershaw. I'll give you that much. But, you know, like Wainwright against Cincinnati, not really going to go there. He's pitching well this year, but I like Cincinnati. Winker's too cheap. We'll get to him since he's interesting. Manaea's broken. Kyle Gibson against the Padres. I can see the Padres getting a Gibson. As much as I'm a Gibson fan, it just ain't working. Alex Young, no, not against Oakland. Not going to happen. And you got Kikuchi, Trevor Williams, Jose Suarez, Wojciechowski. Not happening. So we're sticking with it short and sweet. Bieber, every cash lineup you have, you play Shane Bieber. In FanDuel, you can play Sonny Gray to save money. I give you that. Not a problem. But if you can do a Bieber Gray cash lineup on DraftKings, all for it. If you want to mix Lamet in there, gotcha. If not, Gausman. So those four are my main dogs tonight. But it's so simple. And people are like, yeah, I didn't need to listen to you to say Shane Bieber. I get it. You don't. But I'm just saying, don't be silly and just like fade him. If he gets shelled, so be it. I'll be on him again next time when they offer him for $11,000 because it's Shane Bieber and he's locked in. All right, let's check out the bats on this 8-game slate. Catcher's position, Jason Castro's $4,700. Don't play him. I don't care what he does. I laughed at Maldonado yesterday. Maldonado went deep. So be it. Don't play Jason Castro at 47. Just please save yourself the money and don't do it. That's it. See, DraftKings pricing, just that's why I love doing the show because you get to see some of the goofiest stuff out there. Like Chance Sisko at 37, I'm all about that life. He's been leading off 3 or 4 straight nights. He's facing Eovaldi. I have no problem with Sisko at 37, hopefully. As I was telling Mike Curlin yesterday on Twitter, when he goes deep, I start singing the thong song in my head. So go get him, Sisko. That's a good one at 37. And then, you know, short slate, catching's iffy. Austin Dole had a big night last night. We'll see what his ownership is at 3,200 against Kershaw, but I'll probably pass on that one. And I'll try to save some money, like Tucker Barnhart versus Waino at 27. Austin Barnes versus Kikuchi at 26 is another guy I'd take a look at. And then there'll probably be stuff when lineups come out that open up some value as well. First base position, this is where it gets fun. You got like Matt Olson, lefty-lefty matchup. If you're stacking Oakland, sure. But Mitch Moreland at 48 is a great play. He's absolutely been crushing it over his last 10 games. He was written up in the article at Roto Baller today. So go check out Mitchie Twobags at 48. If you're stacking Cincinnati, Votto's 45, a little more expensive than I'd like for Votto, but a part of a stack, I'm cool with it. Shohei Ohtani at 43, good GPP-type play in his matchup versus Gausman. Renato Nunez, love me some Nooney at 42. If you're stacking up Baltimore, Nunez should be a part of your stack. Carlos Santana went deep again last night. He's on a heater. $4,100 for Trevor Williams. Good look for you there as Cleveland and LA will be your two popular ones for the most part tonight. Boston will as well. Tommy La Stella, he's first base, second base at 41. He is swinging it really, really well. So if you're stacking against Gausman or you just want a one-off and you're not using Gausman, La Stella is an option at first base or second base, probably second base, but either or. Dylan Moore at 39 versus Kershaw. If you're fading Kershaw, Moore is a play at 39, but don't force it. Eric Hosmer at 35, nice savings, nice cash game floor against Kyle Gibson. Really, really like that option as lefties have torched Gibson for the last at least 4 seasons. I wrote about that as well today, so go check that out. They've hit him very, very well. A few others down here. I don't think you need to really go below Hosmer. You can go Hosmer and above if you need to, but there's like a couple randos down here. But, yeah, I wouldn't even go. Kevin Cron, if he gets to start at 22 versus Manaea, that could be an ultimate punt. He was 2K yesterday, DH'd for the D-backs. Manaea's broken, gives up a ton of power to right-handed bats, so I got no problem going Kevin Cron at 22 if you so choose. Second base position now gets a little more fun. Donovan Solano versus the lefty Suarez at 49. I wish he was cheaper because he doesn't have a ton of power. He'll hit a homer once in a while, but that batting average is legit. If he was like 39, he'd be like a cash game lock. At 49, it's a little steep for Solano. The Giants are one of my sneakier stacks tonight against Suarez and the rest of the Angels. That ballpark's playing very, very live, folks, very live. So if you want to get real late or like the guys, they were tweeting me last night and everything. I say it every show, the late night hammer, just play like the Giants and the Padres and see what happens. It's so much fun. Moustakas at 48. It's good to have Moose back. He's a good spot there versus Waino at 48. Hanser Alberto, if you're stacking Baltimore at 46. Yep. Sliding on down some more, Mitch La Stella. Ketel Marte is 4K. He's still in play tonight. He went up a little bit, but he got, you know, I said it's a good cash game, 6 points. Didn't light the world on fire, but got the job done. The D-backs were just overly disappointing, and Lizardo pitched very well. I'm not going to take that away from Lizardo, but the D-backs, they need to be better than that. So Marte at 4K, he's viable if you need to go there. But like Wilmer Flores at 38 versus a lefty. We love Flores versus a lefty. He went deep yesterday. He's averaging 8 points over his last 10. Still hitting 301 on the year with 5 Jimmy Jacks. He has 8 or more DK points in 3 of his last 4 and 4 of his last 6. $3,800 for Wilmer Flores, near darn cash viable in this one. First base, second base eligible against the lefty Suarez. So something to definitely keep on your radar in that one. I mentioned yesterday, if you want a GPP second baseman, Odor versus Paddock for a home run, and he went deep, that made me chuckle a little bit because I know you had to have massive stones to do it, but it's funny when it actually works. If you're looking for punts, though, you got the likes of Shed Long. You can. He's kind of slowed down quite a bit. But Chad Pinder at 27 versus Alex Young. We love Pinder versus lefties. And then Jake Cronenworth is only 25 versus Gibson. He's still hitting the ball well, not getting the DK love. He had 13 more points last night. He has 11 or more points in 3 straight games. I wrote it up today that Cronenworth is your cash game punt at second base. He's first base, second base eligible, so you can play him either or for cash. And he's got GPP upside, and he should be a part of your San Diego stacks. Cronenworth at 25 is just too cheap on this slate. This is why you can do, especially in cash, you can go Bieber and Gray in cash because you just had Hosmer and Cronenworth for a combined $6,000 if you really wanted to. And you could use – or you could do Cronenworth and Flores or stuff like that. Or you could do Moreland and Cronenworth or Santana and Cronenworth. Like, there's so many ways to do it and still save cash in cash game plays. You don't have to stack. You don't have to do all kinds of goofy stuff. Look for the floor of the players. We talk about it in the Fantasy Stegen Slack chat. It's free. We talk about it all the time. So come and join us there. Third base, Rafael Devers at 54 is worth paying up for tonight. He is in fuego right now. He's at 17 or more points the last 2 games. He's homered last night, back-to-back 3-hit games. He's hit safely like in seven of his last 9 or something. Really starting to heat up, which is good to see. And then Wojciechowski, the lefties take Wojciechowski to pound town. So Devers at 54, I like a lot, especially in hitter-friendly Camden. Really a good look there. J-Ram had a decent night last night. He's up to 53. I'd rather pay for Devers, especially the ballpark factor. But both in play, especially if you're stacking Cleveland, you're going to want J-Ram. I get that. Jay Turner versus Kikuchi at 49 is not bad. I'd rather save a hundo and go to Moose at that point, or save 200 and go to Matt Chapman against the lefty Young at 47. That's on the docket as well. If you're stacking San Diego, I mentioned this a lot. Like, you obviously, you want the lefties versus Gibson. We talked about that. The Hosmers, the Grishams, who's too cheap, we'll talk about. The Cronenworths. You obviously want Tatis pretty much anytime you can, even if you're not stacking San Diego. Machado's a guy that always gets forgotten about. So just remember that. He's 45 hundo. Obviously, those other guys match up better versus Gibson, but Machado's always forgotten about. He's still in the middle of that San Diego lineup. That's how you can differentiate on the chalk from time to time if you go that direction. Going below 4K, though, you got Kyle Seager. Does hit lefties well. It is Kershaw, so be careful, but it's interesting. Riley Ruiz, always kind of the forgotten guy in Baltimore, not as consistent as the Nunez, Alberto, Santanders of the world, but 37 hundo if you're going like a deep Baltimore stack. He's there. If you're fading Sonny Gray, Matt Carpenter, I watched a few of his at-bats the last few games. He was stroking it in Chicago. I started getting flashbacks like, is this for real, or is this just because he had like 2 weeks off and he's still fresh? What are we getting from Matty Carp? But he's hit safely in 3 straight in Chicago there. Since their return, he's hit safely in all but 1 game, it looks like, maybe 2 games. Double digits in a handful of games. 3,600, you could do worse. Not a must play by any means, but you could do worse than Matty Carp in that situation. But I love Sonny Gray, so be careful there. And then Luis Urias is actually hitting it well. He's third base shortstop from Milwaukee. He's 25 hundo versus Berrios if you need an uber punt. Not running to play it, but he's an uber punt. And Andy Young versus Manaea also for Arizona. Probably not going to be using those 2 punts. There's other punts I like, but they're there if you so choose. Shortstop, Bogarts, Lindor, Tatis, Seager, Simeon. All phenomenal plays. All should be a part of your stacks. If you're doing a one-off, it's obviously Tatis. And then I go Bogart second. That's how I'd rank those out. But all of those are phenomenal plays with your stacks. Not a lot of analysis needed on those ones. All great matchups, all high-priced, all phenomenal spots. Don't really need to go there. Simeon would be the most unique out of the group. I'll say that much. He's the cheapest, most unique, and the A's do get Alex Young. So you could go that direction. But then it just drops off rapidly. From up top, you know, like Polanco's okay versus Woodruff, but I'd rather just pay a few hundred more for Simeon in that situation. And then you just drop and drop and drop. And you go to guys like Brandon Crawford, who's actually been hitting it well the last four or five games. He's 3,400. You got guys like Mauricio Dubon versus Suarez at 32. That could be intriguing for you. Freddy Galvis at 31. But the punt here, if you're not paying up a shortstop, I'm pretty much going straight to Nick Ahmed at $3,000, who is on fire over the last 2 weeks of baseball. And he's just double-digit points in 6 of his last 10 games. He's hit safely in 9 of his last 10. But if you go over like the last 2 to 3 weeks, he's just crushing it. Plus, he's barely striking out, walking a ton. He's filling the stat sheets all over the place. He's $3,000 against Manaea. Nick Ahmed, the forgotten man in Arizona, is definitely a guy to put on your radar as another punt this evening. And we head to the outfield. You don't need to have me tell you to play Trout, to play Betts. That's simple. Yes, yes, yes. Yaz against Suarez is sneaky GPP play at 53. Lefty-lefty, don't care. Yaz is on fire. Yelich went deep again yesterday. He's a good GPP versus Berrios at 51 because people still love Berrios for some reason. Can't wrap my head around it, but they do. So just keep that in mind. Castellanos, not bad. If you watched that debacle and just garbage from the Reds, former Reds announcer, that's what I'll call him. And he tried to apologize in such a chicken-ass way. I loved watching Castellanos hit a bomb that he had to call in the middle of his apology, that D-bag. I hope he never gets a job again, but that's just me. So Castellanos at $4,900 is a very, very strong GPP play as well. You got Laureano versus Young at 45. That's a little cheap for Laureano, but the reason I haven't paid up a ton usually I'll take about one outfielder. It's usually Soto or Trout or Harper. That's where I've been going lately because they've just been the best. Cruz is there as well, but those have been the guys. If I pay up for outfield, that's where I've gone. You don't always have to, though, because you get down to the like mid to low 4Ks and everything keep going down, and it's juicy. You still have Anthony Santander at $4,300, who's just a double-digit machine after game after game after game after game, and he's got like 7 bombs over his last 2 weeks. Like, he's just everything he can do right, he does do right. So Santander at 43 is a just great play. We mentioned Otani earlier. He's interesting. You got Reyes, Franmil, and a GPP. I get it. I'd rather have Santander, but Franmil's in play for you as well. As you drop down some more, you got Starling Marte at 4K versus Manaea. Yeah, Marte let us down last night, but the price is just too good. It's a great price again tonight against Manaea, hitting third in that order. It's just Arizona needs to get their offense going. It's plain and simple. But Marte at 4K, very good as well. Mentioned Dylan Moore in a GPP. But like Dwight Smith Jr., if you're really stacking Baltimore at 38, you could go that direction. Not a must. Jackie Bradley Jr. at 38. If you want to get real weird with Boston, that's in play. But you keep dropping down more. Mark Canha went deep yesterday. He's 37 versus Young. Good power versus lefties. He's worth the gamble for you. Kyle Lewis in a GPP. Stephen Piscotty versus Alex Young at 36 is also some value. So, again, savings, savings, savings. Still haven't got to the best one yet. Don't hold your breath. But we're getting there. Will Myers at 35 if you want to get real weird with your San Diego. Don't hate it. Robbie Grossman's back down to 3,400, so jump back on that as he continues to produce. Last night, he put up another 13 DraftKings points. He's averaging 13.6 over his last 10, and his price just stays oh so cheap. So Grossman at 34 is great, and then here it is. Jesse Winker's $3,400, folks, against Adam Wainwright, who gets pounded by lefties. So play Winker in cash. Like, I think I wrote it up in the article. Santander and Winker, they don't have to be, but at least one should be in your cash lineup. If not, both should be in your cash lineup. And you can put Grossman with them. There's your outfield. Now you can pay up for y'all. Like, this is how you can pay up for pitching pretty easy because you got all these floors built in, and then you can take a couple big guys like a Devers or something throughout there, and you're singing in the rain. It's absolutely beautiful. Another cheapie that can play for you. Austin Slater will be leading off most likely against the lefty Suarez. Slater went deep last night. He's 3,200. He's very live on this one. Brian Goodwin at 32 is a punt. I'd rather have Slater than Goodwin, but both in play. And then Trent Grisham at 31, leading off for San Diego. Another lefty versus Gibson. There's going to be more value down there. I don't need to read you anymore, though, because between Grisham and Slater and Winker and Grossman and all of them, like, you're good. You're good. All right, recapping the pitching, placing Shane Bieber. Then you have Sonny Gray, Lamet, Gossman. If you want to get really, really different, you could go to Nate Eovaldi, but we pass on this show. When you're stacking things up, though, Cleveland versus Pittsburgh, obviously really good spot. Lefties versus Trevor Williams is where you want to go. Santana is feeling it right now. They're pricey, though, so keep that in mind. Milwaukee versus Minnesota could be very unique because Berrios is pretty broken. ESD doesn't have it right now. So Milwaukee's bats have been super inconsistent right now. Could be a get-right spot if you want to get super unique in a GPP. Dodgers or Kikuchi. Kikuchi, yeah, you can go that direction if you so choose. But Boston-Baltimore game, stacking that one, preferably the Baltimore side versus Nate Eovaldi. But to be unique, everyone's going to be on Boston, and for good reason, because Wojciechowski is getting destroyed by left-handed pitching. It's in Camden Yards, both sides of that table, very strong play there. Texas-San Diego. San Diego, I could see going against Kyle Gibson big time, especially the left side of the plate. Cincinnati-St. Louis, you could go Reds versus Waino, not my stronger stacks of the night, but you could do that. Arizona-Oakland, both pitchers aren't that good, so that could be a sneaky one tonight. And then the Giants for Suarez is sneaky as well. But the main one, Boston-Baltimore game, focusing on that. And then you can kind of sprinkle in your Cleveland, sprinkle in your Arizona-Oakland, and then the Giants late-night hammer. It's kind of where I'm going on this one. But that'll wrap us up. Quick gets in the books. 8-game slate on a Thursday. You can find me on Twitter at BDIntric. If you give a rate and review on iTunes for MLB DFS Quick Hits, I would appreciate it. It's on all your listening platforms. Also, you can watch the video on my Twitter every day via Periscope, or go check it out on the Periscope account, or go to Rotoballer's YouTube page and check it out there every day with all the other great content over at rotoballer.com. If you want to become a premium member to get in the premium Slack chat and all the great tools they have there, use promo code Bubba for 10% off the package of your choice. Also, if you want to get in the free Fantasy Sports DGen Slack chat where more people keep joining because it's so much fun over there covering all kinds of sports, just send me your email. I'll get you on in there. But I hope everybody has a great Thursday. We're one day closer to the weekend. Stay safe out there. It is wild times in 2020. But I'll be back with you tomorrow. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, August 20th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.